News Radio KMAN, we're speaking with NBAF officials. We have Dr. Ken Burton, Dr. Marty Vanier, and Katie Pulaski here in studio. We're also chatting on the phone with Dr. Kim Dodd. She's the director of the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory, otherwise known as FADL, in Plum Island, and going to be transitioning here to Manhattan in a couple months. And Dr. Burton, you were saying that she's going to, her position will be here?
Yeah, Dr. Dodd will be there's two agencies in NBAF, ARS and APHIS, and Dr. Clavijo is the center director for NBAF, but then Dr. Dodd will be the APHIS lead at NBAF. So we're really looking forward to getting her here in Manhattan.
And I understand you're not quite familiar yet, Dr. Dodd, with Kansas tailgating, is that correct?
No, did Dr. Burton tell you how excited I am to start
a little bit
in tailgates, though?
I did share that.
It is. It's one of the many things I'm looking forward to. I'm also a bit of a frustrated horse person, and so I look forward to having an opportunity to finally have a horse and explore the area a bit on horseback as well.
Great. Yeah, oh, this is a great part of the country for horseback riding, I would imagine. I haven't done it, but there are quite a few horses out here, and I know my daughter's really interested in it, so very cool. Dave, did you say we have a – never mind. I thought Dave was flagging me for something here. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on at NBAF right now as far as construction and hiring.
Yeah, Brandon. So on the construction side, Department of Homeland Security continues to remain on schedule and on budget. As of the end of December, they've spent about 87% of the $1.25 billion budget. Spending rate is now down under $10 million a month, which is half of what it was last spring. And on-site worker population is down again a little bit more to about 325 per day, and that's down from a peak of 650 this time last year. So construction moving right on target. On the hiring side, we're excited to have 118 total team members on board for USDA MBAF. We just had two more. I met two more that onboarded this week. Again, we're shooting for about 400 in the end, which is what Dr. Dodd had mentioned as well, that they have at Plum Island. We've got tentative selections for about 32 positions and some more announcements going out soon.
All right. Well, we were talking earlier with Dr. Dodd about, the transitioning and everything that's going to be happening out here. And a lot of veterinary training that currently takes place at Plum Island. I would imagine having that aspect here is just going to be great news for the vet school students here at K-State.
It's a great opportunity, and there's already a lot of collaborations, between USDA, the Biosecurity Research Institute, K-State, and then also particularly the Veterinary College, and those will just continue, I think, to be enhanced and to grow. And so, there's going to be a lot of opportunities.
What about some other training opportunities here that might exist?
So this is where I'll step in, and I'll be wearing my K-State hat. Hi, Kim.
Hi there.
So there are a variety of other training programs, either in high-consequence disease, foreign animal disease, or containment laboratory practices that take place at K-State. That's part of why NBAF coming here was a terrific fit, because we have expertise in doing some of these training programs and because we are able to support the new training programs that Dr. Dodd talked about, the NSTP and the NLTP. Both of those programs have significant activity that are going on the K-State campus, supported by K-State and by the Biosecurity Research Institute, which is where I work now. The other programs that we have going on, there's a program that was originally funded by Department of Homeland Security called the Transboundary Animal Disease Program. And that was a program where students came in and had training in containment laboratory activities. They had training in the select agent program, understanding how that program was put together, how to meet the criteria for that program. Now, subsequently, that particular program is now being converted into a graduate certificate on the K-State campus. So students can enter that program and come out of it with a graduate certificate that will show up on their transcript. A lot of the classes have been converted to online work, and a lot of those online classes are being given in the summer. And part of that is a nod toward veterinary students who, for their first 3 years, are heavily occupied with veterinary school for the 9 months of the academic year. But by putting this program online and most of the activity taking place during the summer, then you're not overburdening those students during the academic year. So that's a program that campus is really excited about and clearly can be appropriate for students looking for work at NBAF or any other containment laboratory around the country. There's also a program that is run through a program on campus called CZAD, the Center of Excellence for Emerging Zoonotic and Animal Disease. That is also a legacy program of Department of Homeland Security. That program has a wide variety of research activities, and many of those activities will also mirror activities that will take place at NBAF. CZAD, though, also does a lot of work in the avian influenzas. They are looking at potentially doing some work on novel coronavirus. So it's a very broad-ranging program. In their student training program, they take graduate students, DVMs, and MPH students, in which those students get training on foreign animal diseases and other high containment agents. Plus, they get to do hands-on work in the high containment training lab in the Biosecurity Research Institute. So they learn how to enter and exit a laboratory. They learn how to work in the biosafety hoods. They learn the appropriate decontamination procedures, storage procedures for a variety of these agents. And that program has been going on for a number of years. The last program I'll talk about is one that I'm sure Dr. Dodd is very familiar with because it does mirror the FAD school that she talked about a little earlier. And that is an international training program that also takes place at the Biosecurity Research Institute. It's more of a train-the-trainer program. So the folks who come in for that program have already been trained in foreign animal diseases, have already been trained in biocontainment activities, but they come in for a refresher course. They come in to learn new techniques, learn about new technologies. They're mostly supervisors in their home laboratories, the idea being that then they go home and train their staff in all of these new activities and new technologies. The program that's going to take place this year is going to focus on African swine fever, and so most of the attendees are going to be from Asia because that's where you see the vast majority of ASF infections. So those folks will all be coming in to train specifically on ASF, but also to be able to take that information home and train the staff in their home laboratories.
Well, some great opportunities here. Is there any deadlines for some of these training opportunities?
There are a variety of deadlines depending on the program that someone might be interested in. But you can access information on all of these programs basically on the K-State website. You can either search for Biosecurity Research Institute and find the BRI-focused programs there, or you can look for CZAD, C-E-E-Z-A-D, and search for that program, and you will be able to see information for the CZAD program that they run.
All right. Anything else here before we break?
Just quickly, I think, you know, all of these programs are really exciting for the Manhattan community, for K-State, and for the region, because, you know, basically what we're doing is we're building a pipeline and opportunities for young scientists to be able to do what they are interested in and pursue opportunities for careers. And that's, you know, what we want to do is keep the new young minds engaged and have them create the science for the future. So it's pretty exciting right now with everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is. Well, Dr. Dowd, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road when you're here in Manhattan.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. And thank you for inviting me to join.
You're welcome. And thank you, Dr. Burton, Dr. Vanier, and Katie for being here with us this morning. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on KMAN.